Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 14, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. This is Chapter Madhya Lila 14, verse 96. Accompanied by his devotees, Lord Chaitanya went to a garden beside the Gundicha and enjoyed the pastimes of Vrindavan. There were multifarious trees and creepers in the garden, and they were all happy to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, the birds were chirping, the bees were buzzing, and a cool breeze was blowing. Brikshavali prafulita prabhuradarshan mringa pika gaya vahe shitala pavan pratibrikshatale prabhu karena natan vasudeva datta matra karena gayan. Mahaprabhu danced beneath every tree, and Vasudev sang along. Dutt. Vasudev Dutt sang a different song beneath each and every tree. Ek ek riksha tali eka eka ganad gai, parama visheka nache gorarai. And Mahaprabhu danced, Gorarai danced alone in great ecstasy. Tabe rakrishvara prabhu kahila nachite, rakrishvara nache prabhu lagi lagaite. Mahaprabhu ordered Vrikrishapana to dance, and the Lord sang in accompaniment. Then Sri Damodar and other people performed kirtan with Mahaprabhu. Inundated with ecstatic love, they forgot all about time and place. After performing pastimes for some time, they went to Narendra Sarovar and enjoyed water sports. After that, they went to the garden and ate prasadam with the devotees. For 9 days, Jagannath Dev stayed at Jagannath Gundicha Mandir. And during that time, Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes with all his devotees, as described. The Leela Garden was very big and was named Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. Mahaprabhu took rest there for 9 days. Knowing that the Harapanchami festival was drawing near, King Pratsapurudra attentively talked with Kashi Mishra. He said, oh, this is the whole thing about Harapanchami. Harapanchami is after five. Lord Jagannath goes to Gundicha for 9 days, and he comes back after nine. When he left the temple, he told his wife, Lakshmi Devi, he said, I'm coming back after a day or so. And then 5 days went by, and he didn't come back. So she got very angry, because he was away for 9 days. He said he'd be away for one or two. So she got in a procession. She got in her palanquin, and all of her sevadasis, they went with, accompanied her down to Gundicha to find out what was going on. What was her husband doing? Why was he late? What was he doing over there? So when they got there, they saw the chariots parked there. So then Lakshmi Devi's assistants, her dasis, they started breaking that cart apart, like letting the air out of the tires. This is Krishna's chariot. And they stop it all. Now they have a festival like that. I attended Harapanchami festival 1 year. It's really late at night. It wasn't a daytime in Lord Chaitanya's time. But now it starts at 10 o'clock at night. Lakshmi goes down to Gundicha, and then she goes through all these back streets where the Brahmins live, back by Narendra Sarovar and behind the temple. And she goes from, and each Brahmin comes out of their house like 10, 11. The festival goes from 10 at night till 2 in the morning or something. Apparently, this Lakshmi stuff is like late night. Like Deepavali also. Deepavali, the idea of Deepavali is that Lakshmi and Narayan are traveling around at night, you know, in Ratri, at night. And any house that's clean, freshly painted, all the doors and windows are lit up, then Lakshmi enters that house and stays there for 1 year. Yes. And there's a lot of different things here. A lot of discussion about, you know, because Lakshmi Devi's, her pride is, she feels that her pride has been somewhat diminished because her husband ran off to Vrindavan. And so there's a lot of discussion about the gopis and their pastimes. And so Damodar is describing a lot of different things about the gopis. Lord Chaitanya is listening and really relishing. Rasa vishesh prabhura shunite manahoila ishad hasya prabhu sarupe puchila. After taking a seat, Mahaprabhu wanted to hear about a particular mellow of devotional service. Therefore, mildly smiling, he began to question Sri Damodar. Yadyapi Jagannatha Karena Dorakaya Bihar Sahaja Prakata Kare Parama Udhar. tatapi vatsara madye haya ekabar brindavana dekite tandra utkanta apar. So Lord Chaitanya asked, although Jagannath enjoys pastimes at Dwarkadham and naturally manifests sublime liberality there, still, once a year he becomes unlimitedly eager to see Vrindavan. So the temple of Jagannath is like Dwarka, and Gundicha is the Vrindavan. Vrindavana sama e upavanagan taha teki bari utkantita hayaman. Pointing out the neighboring gardens, Mahaprabhu said, all these gardens resemble Vrindavan. Therefore, Jagannath is very eager to see them again. Bahira haite kare ratta yatra chal sundara chalai jaya prabhu chari nilachal. Eventually, Jagannath gives the excuse to his wife Lakshmi that he wants to participate in the Rath Yatra festival. But actually, he wants to leave Jagannath Puri to go to Sundarachal, the Gundicha temple, a replica of Vrindavan. So he tells his, see, that's like an excuse. He says, oh, my dear wife, oh, Lakshmi Devi, I want to go for a ride with my sister and brother in a sports car. So we want to go for a little ride and we'll be back. Just when you'll be back, oh, later, maybe today, tomorrow, whatever. I'll check ticket. So he came back 9 days later. What audacity. What nerve. So like husbands and wives, they say, I'm going here and there, and they go somewhere else or whatever. So externally he gives the excuse, but actually wants to go to Vrindavan. The Lord enjoys his pastimes day and night in various flower gardens there. But why does he not take Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, with him? So Lord Chaitanya asks Swarup Damodar, why, when Jagannath goes to Sundarachal, to Gundicha, why doesn't he take his wife with him? Usually when a man goes on a vacation, he takes his wife. Swarup Damodar answered, Shuna Prabhu Karan Ihar Vrindavana Kridate Lakshmi Nahar Adhikar. My Lord, please hear the reason. Lakshmi Devi doesn't have the Adhikar to enter the pastimes of Vrindavan. Adhikara nehi. No qualification. Vrindavana lilaya krishnara sahaya gopigan gopigana bina krishnara harite nareman. In the pastimes of Vrindavan, only the assistance of Krishna are the gopis. But for the gopis, no one else can attract the mind of Krishna. So in the Vrindavan lila, the only ladies that can attract Krishna's mind are the gopis. Lakshmi Devi is zero there. Her value, she's Lakshmi Devi. She has so much value, so much money. But she's valueless. She's penniless. She's worthless in Vrindavan. Prabhu kai jatra chale krishnara gaman subhaja arabala deva sange duijan. Mahaprabhu said, using the car festival as an excuse, Krishna goes there with Subhadra and Baladev. Gopi sange jatalila hai upavan nigudar Krishna rabhav keha nahidan. All the pastimes with the gopis in that garden are very confidential ecstasies of Krishna. No one knows them. Since there is no fault at all in Krishna's pastimes, why does the goddess of fortune become angry? Swarup Damodar replied, it's the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become immediately angry upon finding any neglect on the part of her lover. Okay. Sarupa kahe prema vatira eta swabhav kantera odasya leshe haya krodha bhav. Krodha bhav. Krodhavav. And everyone has some experience of that. People meet after some time and they show their krodhavav. Prema vatira. A girl is too afflicted by love. Svabhav, it's her nature. If she is audacity, neglected by the lover, then she gets krodhavav. Haribol. While Swarup Damodar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were talking, the procession of the goddess of fortune came by. She was riding in a golden palanquin, carried by four men and bedecked with a variety of jewels. So Lakshmi Devi was the wife of Jagannath. She's going on a palanquin to go down to Gundicha Mandir to see where is her husband. He said he's going for a ride on a chariot with his brother and sister, Balaram Subhadra, and then he didn't come back for 9 days. After 5 days, it's called Hara Panchami. Hara means Lakshmi Devi. So after 5 days, she stormed out of the temple inside her palanquin to go searching for her wayward husband.